Welcome to the RR Podcast. We bring you the latest in Toku news, in-depth discussions, and everything else that you could ask for, all with a healthy dose of insanity. So here are your hosts, Shugun Shinobi, Dawson Rider, Jedimon, and Aerosol. Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, Season 5. Ready? Go!
Hello and welcome to our Season 5, Episode 51.
Dancing with the Star Ninjas. Yes. And all it took was Kevin and Brian being in the same house for him to not enter up the podcast. First time in 5 years, or however many years it's been. 4.5.
No, it's just that we just went on a road trip, so that was interruption enough.
Kevin's too tired.
That is true. That took a lot of
time. I'm actually wide awake.
For now.
For now. Give it about an hour, I'll be dead. Hopefully.
Don't we hope?
Well, then Brian will be there for nothing. Cordy will be marrying a corpse. It'll be really awkward. It'll be like Weekend at Bernie's, but with Kevin in it. He did walk the baby. Good going, Brian.
You corpse.
Take the Cordy. Cordy and the corpse, new spinoff. Now, you vote, everyone. Do you want Cordy and the corpse or Cordy and Cat? Or the baby? It gets its own spinoff where it just cries and poops.
The baby does like to cry and poop.
It's just called Oh Baby.
Okay, so for those of you not in the know, I'm in Kevin's house.
That's right, he is.
And
in
he
my
doesn't
house.
Know it. Oh,
he's in my house.
So I can hear Kevin through the headset as well as in my ear normally.
And what neither of them know is that John Quiñones there is with what would you do? Prime times, what would you do?
Well, because Brian is recording from down the hall in my kid's bedroom.
Yeah, I'm in his daughter's bed.
It sounds creepy, but it's true.
Yeah.
This is where I sleep.
Oh, that Brian is sleeping in Kaylee's bed.
So this is an adventure so far.
We had to kick Kaylee out of her room and put her in another bedroom, in Natalie's room, so that Brian and Kat could sleep in Kaylee's bed.
Kevin took me to Toys R Us today.
It was awful.
It was. We also went to a mall.
Yeah, I got
today.
Yeah, it was a brief visit to pick up things for the wedding.
And I got in trouble for going to Toys R Us. I was like, why won't you go tomorrow?
I knew you were going to get in trouble as soon as I saw you mention it. I'm like, oh, you fucked up.
I knew as soon as I mentioned it. I'm like, I'm in trouble for this shit.
All you had to do was not say anything.
I can't help myself. I like to get myself in trouble for some reason.
Apparently. Well, we went to Toys R Us and there was nothing there.
There was less than nothing there. She's going to start crying.
Because you shushed her.
I didn't shush her. Cat shushed her.
No, you didn't.
Oh, okay. No, Brian said it's because you shushed her. Brian was very impressed with my toy display. Well, the one display that's actually completed.
The mecha looked really nice. Everything else is just kind of places.
Everything else is just places, and I need to find time to actually work on it, and I just don't. Instead, I play Pokemon all day, every day.
Yeah, that was while we were driving. That was a thing.
Like, he didn't believe that was a thing until he saw it.
No, I figured it was a thing. You put CS Toys orders in a fucking rainstorm going down the highway. I believe anything you say about while driving.
It's,
so
it's why I haven't gotten rid of Rising Ultimate Kuga. Like, I kind of want to, but at the same time, I'm like, it's like an accomplishment. I bought this while driving 70 miles an hour through the rainstorm. And didn't die.
Is that the one my friend bought me? I think so.
Yeah, because you were at the Jeff Dunham concert.
Yeah, good memory. Good job.
I got mine from that one guy on HJU at the same time Brian went, amazing, mighty.
Rising Ultimate Cuba. Other than that, not a whole lot. Kevin got me a knife today. It's really pretty.
Gotta protect yourself.
It's Shuki Knife 6.0 or something like that. I don't lost count.
It's even got his
the question
name
is, are you going to rub it on your face? Like in a vlog again? Look, it's not even sharp. Rubs it on face creepily.
He's gonna rub it on his crotch.
Oh, that's even worse.
Possibly.
I wish I could remember what vlog that was so I could screen cap that shit. That needed to be screen capped.
He's going to turn it into his next GIF.
Maybe I'll just search Shukun Shinobi knife. It's the third top result underneath Shukun Shinobi heart attack.
I love how that's like an actual thing. Like, so many people evidently search that it pops up in the recommended searches when you type in Shukun Shinobi. It's like, oh, I wonder if CNN covered this.
They probably did. We just don't watch CNN, so we don't know.
Truth.
It was all over Blitzwolfer. his show. Dawson, did you see the Darth Maul?
Oh, the figure art?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I'm so excited.
Is he retail or exclusive?
Yes, he's retail.
Okay, good.
So that's probably tomorrow also, along with Kibala.
It is.
Just want to put that out there. Brian also found that my animals and loves my animals. Cat loves them more.
And all his doors are unlocked at all times.
But Brian finally got to meet all the people whose voices he's heard telling me to wake up over the past 5 years.
Yeah, no, it was really weird.
So that's a thing that happened. But, are we on Dawson's one-ups?
I got to see Kevin's old room.
Yeah, he got to see where I used to record the podcast, and he got to see our old extra host who would just cut off Dawson every time he talked and just bark at him.
Oh yeah, and it made me seem crazy because like the leveler got it.
Yeah, she's gonna cry.
Cat's the one trying to comfort the baby, and it's not working. Anyway, it's Kevin's turn, I guess, since Dawson doesn't have any.
Yeah.
I thought you guys just shared a turn.
No,
Kevin's going to be a much more in-depth story of what you just heard.
No, right before Brian got down here, I found Mike Eater Flytle and Stockman Fly figures.
Oh, yeah, I called them an asshole.
Yeah, I actually waited to open them until they got here and still haven't opened them. but that happened. My Ami Ami box is sitting at the goddamn post office with my Star Wars figure arts and what else? My Star Wars figure arts and I don't know. Iron Man Mark 43. And then I paid HLJ to ship my shingles axe and my Formula car set. I bought a Bison King off AmiAmi. I'm waiting for them to tell me what to pay them for. Because they took like one random day off in the middle of the week. Like, fuck y'all. And so that's the thing that happened. And I'm all caught up on April toys now. I just got to get into May and get some money. But, we're getting ready to get married. I won't be on next week's show. That's what I was told, because I will be in Florida at Disney World on my honeymoon, and I was told I'm not allowed to record the podcast from the honeymoon.
Weak excuse. I mean, if you had said, oh, I'm gonna go visit Slade or Diggle, I'd be like, I get it, but honeymoon, come on, everyone knows Diggle trumps honeymoon.
So we'll
I would leave my own honeymoon to visit Diggle.
We'll be visiting Mickey Mouse and friends in Florida.
It's not even Diggle. I don't understand.
Oh, and this Friday night, we are going to go see Frozen on Ice. So while the rest of the world's seeing Avengers, y'all can suck it, because we're going to see Elsa and Anna skating around an ice rink.
Doesn't matter. Neither of them have a Diggle. So if Diggle was on Frozen on Ice.
Code word for penis, because it's like, you don't have a Diggle.
I had to replace Diggle with McDreamy since I'm trying to cope with my grief.
Diggle is now the code word for big black penis.
Hashtag McDiggle.
So,
McDiggles is the new McDonald's. Squeed at McDiggles.
They heard of the Golden Arches. We have the Golden Arcs. It's McDowell's.
And the McNuggets are now called McNicklets.
Wow, I'm glad I didn't say that. You heard that. The
What were the Nigglets? What? It was a McDonald's food.
We're going to send Dawson to Baltimore.
I don't remember, because that was a thing we had before. Like, it was always in the Skype chat.
It was a thing. It was a like, food. I don't remember what the Nicklets were. I'll have to ask my mom. She started it.
Text her right now. What are Nicklets? What?
She wouldn't get it. She doesn't know how to operate text messaging.
Oh.
She texts Brian back. Little black kids, I don't understand. Like, no, things you can eat at McDonald's.
Yeah, I just told you.
That's where they go. What do you think their nuggets are made of? Oh, okay.
Pants.
No, color is what pants are made of.
Oh, okay.
My bad.
Speaking of pants, news?
Speaking of news, it's time for...
Pants.
There's drive scans floating around of some sort.
We're top notch news team.
I saw them once and I can't find them anymore.
What were they of?
Describe them. There was the freeze roid mute, which is 00 ichi.
00 ichi. Yeah.
And
like, it looks like the Wolf Orphanok.
He kind of does. Yeah.
Go's hanging out with Brain or something.
Go is like a fuck.
I hate Roy Mutes, except this guy. He's my bro. He wears glasses and he looks like a reverend. He does. Hashtag Team Handkerchief.
Like, I wish that was like a joke, but...
Their pairing name is bro, so it totally works.
Oh my god, it is.
It's bro or grain. I don't know which one. I think I like bro better.
Brian saw firsthand, though, today, I forgot to mention this, that my child is lucky. I could not catch Terrakion until I was home with my baby. We were out on the road. I tried like 4 times in the car to catch Terrakion
While you're driving?
Yeah.
We did that at the same time.
Yeah, while driving. And then I get home, the baby's in the house, boom, Terrakion caught.
That's Kevin's my version baby. Of when Ryan sat on the toilet and got an Entei.
Oh, where the fuck did my cell phone go? Did I leave it in the kitchen? Because I have to plug it.
Oh, did you leave it with the guy at the counter place?
No, I didn't leave it at the gas station. It was on the fucking
counter. That's what it's called. Counter place.
I brought it inside. I bet I left it on the counter.
Cordy took it.
Cordy 2 Electric Boogaloo. It's my baby. I left my phone right here on the counter, along with some naked pictures I took of Brian. While he slept.
That would imply that I'm sleeping naked in your child's bed.
I don't know what you do.
Not that. I will say that.
Brian sleeps naked in his own bed. No, but your mom does.
This is the news. I just want to remind you guys.
There is no other news. Figure Arts Darth Maul is a thing, and I am so happy.
Dragon Ball. Rock the Dragon. Super Dragon Ball.
Super Balls.
Not GT. Super Mega.
That's a thing, like, after 17 years.
It's going to take place between the end of Buu Saga and GT, I guess?
Yeah, it takes place sometime after the Buu Saga. I'd imagine it takes place after the films.
Yeah, and the film, because I haven't seen any of them, they take place when Goten and Trunks were still kids, right?
Yeah, they're kind of like older kids right now. They're still not like teenagers.
Okay, but they're not like from the end of Dragon Ball.
It's only, I think, like 2 years or something after.
I need to watch the movies. Now they're actually going to be doing something.
I haven't seen either of them yet.
I haven't seen any of these movies.
I've been meaning to, but...
Didn't, they said that this takes place after the movies, right?
That's my guess. The only thing I've read is that it takes place after the Buu Saga.
Well, okay, because that makes sense, because if the movies are involved, that seems weird, just because the movies are usually non-canon. Because they usually take place, like, as an alternative event of what's going on at the time, like Broly and Android 13, all that stuff.
Yeah, they could be ignoring the new movies. I don't know. The new movies always, to me, felt like them just trying to continue Dragon Ball in the best way possible.
Yeah.
So I always kind of figured the new movies were canon, but maybe they're not. It's hard.
Brian, stop us. You have the power.
That involves getting up.
Okay. I understand.
That's the reaction I had. It's more Dragon Ball.
He's going to start a fire?
No, we didn't start the fire. The fire's burning.
But I hope Bruce Faulkner scores it here, and they get the proper voices and not weird Kid Gohan, even though Gohan wouldn't be a kid anyway, but still. Kid Gohan from Kai was the worst.
Yeah, I don't think you have to worry about Kid Gohan.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to it. I think I'm pretty surprised by it. I mean, I kind of assumed they were just going to kind of do movies for a little bit, but I feel like Dragon Ball's recently had like a really huge surge in popularity between the movies and the Xenoverse game and stuff.
Yeah.
I've just seen it been talked about a lot more. So
plus
I'm looking forward to seeing
like
what they do.
New Dragon Ball figure arts every couple months.
Yeah.
I mean, why
don't they just suck it up
and
make Dragon Ball
right
AF? They should just make Dragon Ball AF a reality instead of Dragon Ball Super. Spoiler alert, the Earth was actually in danger a lot between the end of Z and GT. So I wonder if they are going to make GT non-canon. So
they,
if Goku's
they
involved,
might.
Because if Goku's involved, he left to train with Oob, and time came back to just and went back with Oob later. So we'll see. It'll be interesting. All kinds of stuff getting sequels. This, Digimon, other stuff.
Sailor Moon that, has Crystal going on right now.
That. There's going to be a Yu-Gi-Oh! Movie with old characters, I guess. 5D's character. I need to catch... I'm a little bit behind on Arc 5 now, still. Anyway. I think that's about it, though. So the news. Drive scans, Brian's naked pics, and Dragon Ball Z. Do we get it all?
Sounds pretty normal.
I think so.
Kevin, you sound like someone's putting chloroform over your face right now. No, stop it.
Yeah, I'm touching Brian.
No, he's not ninja. Even in the same room.
Yeah, I could say you're ninja pan. Shuriken Sentai. Ninja.
Kevin's going to sing that at his own wedding.
That's the opening theme. Why are you playing that right now?
No reason.
You're not watching it, are you?
No. I did that already before the podcast.
Okay. So now it's time for...
Superhero time! Ninja. Kamen Rider Drive! Start your engines!
Accurate representation of superhero time right now.
Pretty much. The real superhero time isn't getting discussed this week because Kevin's timeline corrupted Brian's and he's not up to date on Flash and Arrow. So everyone might as well just turn this off right now. We're just going to be talking about Toku on the Toku podcast, folks.
It's unfortunate.
This doesn't even have a diggle.
It doesn't have a dickle.
And there was some major Dolly plot points this week, guys.
Like Parton?
Pardon? What? What's
it's a
pardon?
Dolly.
Oh, I get it. There we go.
Jokes.
I thought you said we had Kate Blanchett with a budget. Someone will get that.
Okay.
My water's warm. Whoa.
Am I getting
careful,
hit
man.
With chips?
Don't spill the Rice Krispies.
My life is very confusing right now.
You know, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So, well, in this episode of Ninja.
A lot of
We found out what the end shuriken was.
Yeah, it's a
pendant.
Well, maybe we don't even know if it looks like that anymore.
Well, no, we found out what it like what it's for. It
yeah,
destroys the world.
Causes...
Why?
Like,
why would they make something like that?
Because every show needs a MacGuffin that would cause the end of the world.
I know. Let's make a shuriken that will kill everything. That's what good ninjas do, right?
And only the last ninja is entrusted with it.
And he's a kook. No wonder Star Ninja tries to kill him.
That was my... jumping to the very end of this episode, apparently, that was my favorite thing ever.
It was.
I hope Ninja goes and kills everyone else, too.
I want Star Ninja to kill the entire cast and just rename the show Star Ninja.
Starring Mr. S.
Yes, exactly. Mr. S actually is Star Ninja. He just has
that's
a cold
we determined last week.
It's just a younger version of Mr. S.
With his burger phone.
And we get to see Star Ninja in action, and we got to see, like, Bison King, and that was fun. Like, Rodeo Maru just jumping around hitting things.
I really like seeing his suit in action. It's really cool looking. And I like the... I don't know why, but I'm really partial to the when he rides the bull, like, normal. That sounds really weird, the way I'm saying it.
Like
somebody
the,
stop.
Like the ATV?
Yeah, in that mode. I like that mode. The other one just looks like a weird fusion between, like, Red Zeo Battlezord and Shurikenjin. But I like the little writing form. No, did they see him, or did they just see the mecha?
They did not see him, no.
Because he got out a couple times and said yeehaw, and how did they miss it?
They were looking away.
Like, and they were so confused, but they didn't care enough to follow up about it. Like, they did not give a single fuck. Like, oh, an entire robot showed up. Oh, well. Who cares? Let's not investigate
that. It's like
that.
How they didn't know the Roidmutes didn't notice the giant robots behind them in the building. It's the same thing. They just turned around and then he popped out. Was like, yeehaw, jump back in.
Well, it's like the explanation for already getting the Zords is dumb. It's like just like here, and then they find this. I mean, they kind of assumed it was another ally one, but it wasn't just a single one. It was a whole robot, and they're just dumb. It just seems so dumb. They're like, oh, it's that. Oh well, back to magic.
Just like whatever.
Oh well,
and,
Ron.
Yeah, and then we got to meet, and we got to meet, Hogwarts boy's mommy. That happened.
Are you and my mommy?
She doesn't think. Yeah, and he kept saying that. That was like an alternate title for this episode because he kept calling her mummy. And she doesn't think ninjas are cool. What the hell's wrong with her?
She's a whore.
I let you go study magic because I thought it was hip and cool.
Fact, whores don't like ninjas. It's just a fact, because they get away too quickly before they pay. Like, alright, that'll be five. Aw, oh, damn it. Cloud of smoke again.
I like the part where Akaninja turned into a Sentai hero. That was cool.
Yeah, that was funny. I liked that part.
Oh yeah, I was like, what's a Sentai hero? Like, I was like, oh yeah, the vinyl.
Plus, he was extra quiet.
Yeah, that was always nice.
He still managed to talk a little bit though. It was kind of annoying. It's like, hey, shut up.
I think what bothers me most about him is like that I'm all fired up thing is like he's trying to yell, but it's like they're telling him to be quiet at the same time. So it's like this weird mix of yelling and not yelling.
Yeah,
and
it's really
I don't
weird.
Like it.
It's like he's gonna do Uchuukita, but he can't. Bro, do you even Uchuukita?
The answer is like, no.
It's just really weird the way he does it. Like he can't deliver it. Like he's afraid to let it out. He shouldn't let it out. He should just keep everything in.
Truth.
All right, Uchuukita, your mom.
You bet.
Chat, you betcha.
What else? Like, I didn't mind the episode at all. There really wasn't a whole lot I felt that was wrong with it. It was just... It was there.
Star Ninja's getting such an unusual debut.
It is. Like, his debut was, like, not focused around him whatsoever. It was like, here's this extra hero, we'll get to him later, but guys, look, there's a bison.
You know, when you think about it, it's kind of like Go. Like, he's debuting before the series is ready for him. Mm-hmm. Like, they're still in the middle of something, and he just shows up. And Mach had, like, a stage, and this guy's just like, yee-haw! That was terrible.
I like his like English. Prospector.
His English isn't awful.
He still makes it sound like our tongues are swollen.
It's bad, but... Well, at least with him, it's a Japanese person speaking English, and not, like, an actual
Ramirez.
Foreigner that's being forced into sounding like a complete moron.
Like Ramirez.
Yeah, but he was a Viking, so I kind of forgive
it. Everyone knows Vikings sound like English white people trying to sound Japanese, trying to sound white. That's what Vikings sounded like. The Indians told us before we killed them. Like, hey, how do Vikings sound? And then we killed them. And then Adam Sandler offended them. Yeah. He was like, ha, Indians. They're like, I'm offended.
There's nothing wrong with offending happens. Indians. They just run casinos and have a drinking problem. Everyone knows that. Like, they smoke them to peace.
Discussion
pipe.
Get here. We got like Indianization. I guess the Cowboys and Indian things works.
First of all, they first have to be Indians for them to be affected. Like, to be offended.
Don't
they all got like got rid of with those like syphilis blankets or whatever?
Syphilis blankets?
What?
I don't know. Whatever they gave him.
Tired of being the one that gets the funny syphilis.
Dawson's got syphilis.
Is there anything else I liked about this episode? I don't think so. Probably not.
Nope. I still think it's funny that there's one of the guys in the ninja show is a magic person. Like, the ninja's all over the place motif-wise, but so I guess it makes sense that they would just all of a sudden have a magician on there. But it's just so weird when you think of it. And they had an episode focused on it, that he's a magic ninja. It just seems like, what the hell?
Like, that was one of the taglines, is like, I'm a magic ninja. I'm not a wizard or a ninja. I'm a magic ninja.
I'm not a wizard or a ninja. I'm a masturbator. Oh, okay.
He's a mizzard. No, wait, nizzard. Winja. I'll work on it.
He's a Winchester?
Yes. No, he's not good enough to be a Winchester. None of them are.
Right.
I also like how toy-wise, Bison King's out already, and we don't get the Star Burger until the 16th of May.
Yeah, it's weird the way they're doing. Because technically, I mean, did we see it? But even if we saw it, we didn't really use it. We saw his guitar weapon, sort of, but not like to the pretty much showing it off. Yeah, we've seen it, but it's not like with the Bison King's thing was like its debut, where they like focused on all the stuff it does. So, but it's still weird. Like, everything feels weird. Like, the way he's debuting is weird. The way his toys releasing are weird. Everything's just weird.
Like, yeah, just there's no real good explanation to this shit.
There's a simple explanation for that. There's not one.
Fuck you.
Speaking of fuck you, Drive.
Brilliant.
It's a good segue. So, fuck you is what Go just says to everyone because he's a little shit.
Go is a little shit. Like, I...
Go needs to be, like, fucked in the ass with a giant black dildo.
That's too good for him. Get him the glass one that Cat's sister has. It's a nice centerpiece, too.
That conversation is completely out of context without our road trip, but well, yes.
This whole show is out of context. We've offended at least three different minorities. And that's a guarantee every episode.
That is true.
But Go's apparent reasoning and as of this moment for hating much is that his dad created them, but I thought Krim and Cockmeat Sandwich Guy created them.
No, Cockmeat Sandwich Guy did not create anything except the cockmeat sandwich.
I thought Krim did it. He created them, and then the Android 17'd them. That's what I thought happened. So where did Go's dad come in? They just keep revealing more dads.
Krim was helping Go's dad, correct? I think that's how I understand it. Because Krim was helping Bono, which was Go's dad.
Go's dad is Bono?
Not that Bono.
What I don't understand is that how does Kiriko not know? Like, how does Kiriko not know?
Because she's really busy wearing that funny cop hat. Like, they dress like 1930s cops all the time. Like, that's the thing. Have they ever mentioned? I mean, when the series started, we assumed it was just Krim, and then around Mach's debut, we introduced the Cockmeat Sandwich and Zabaniki guy. And then, did they ever mention the third party until this point?
They've mentioned Bono several times.
Yeah, they mentioned it, but they didn't mention, oh yeah, he had two kids, one of them's going around.
They didn't mention any relation to Kiriko and Go.
Okay. So, because everything.
Like, he's the guy I was working with, and they made the Roy Mutes.
So the three of them made the Roy Mutes together.
I don't think Cockmeat Sandwich Guy made the Roy Mutes.
Cockmeat Sandwich had nothing to do with this, Dawson.
What is he doing? All he does is not fix dead heat. Is that his?
All he does is cock meat sandwich. What part of that are you not getting?
What did Krim do except die?
He made the cores.
Okay. It's so confusing. Why did everyone... Can they just all have made it? Can you just said yes?
Hold on.
And just appeased me?
Hold on, I got this.
Brian, Wikipedia this shit right now.
I already did this.
Oh.
Yes, like earlier today when I was at work.
He knew I was going to ask dumb questions.
Well, you are Dawson. Like, Krim gave some kind of course to the Roid Mute, to the Bano guy for the Roid Mutes, and that fucked everything up. And then the guy died.
masturbated in the corner. And he just kept screaming, type dead meat! And it was that's when they decided to use his voice for everything, even though it's technically Krim's voice. So this joke is invalid. Okay. So anyway, circling back, way back, three cocks ago.
Back to dead meat.
To go. His reasoning, okay, his dad created him. I mean, that's a pretty cliche story of my parent created this or made this person do this, so now I feel responsible. And but it doesn't explain, or at least I don't feel it justifies his overall for Chase, who was created to protect humans. I'm right on that one. He made him.
It does not justify his thing for Chase, especially because Chase has explicitly saved Kiriko numerous times. Once during the global freeze, once recently. He keeps saving her by choice, and he's still like, oh, nope, fuck you, can't masturbate. Like, oh, okay.
I feel like there has to be some other thing here that we don't know about yet, because, like you said, it doesn't explain the hate for Chase at all, other than he's a roid mute, but again, he saves his sister several freaking times.
And he's going to be teaming up with Brain within a matter of however many episodes.
Which is this month.
Yeah.
I think he's just jealous because he has more outfits than him.
Like, he needs... Like, there needs to be a better reason. Like, it could be like, a roid mute touched my no-no. Like, oh, I get it now. No, but
I know.
Like, if a Roy Mute had killed somebody you knew, or maybe like beat the shit out of him, or something traumatic to the point where he would have a reason to distrust all of them. But Chase was specifically made to protect humans.
Kick me in the balls.
And sure, he was a victim of brainwashing and recycled storytelling, but all the time, you know, even when he was brainwashed, his programming was trying to get through. So it's like he was originally programmed for that. So it just seems. It just seems needlessly antagonistic.
It is. Like, unless this possible secondary reason is good, I think we're going to be stuck in a situation where I just always hate Go. Even if his explanation is good, I think I'm always going to hate Go. I just don't like him. I've never liked him. There hasn't been a moment in time where I looked at Go and was like, you're a good character. I like you.
I like his suit. That's about as far as I'm going to go.
Yeah. And, like, anyone can wear the suit. I mean...
It's, yeah, pretty much. It's just unfortunate because it's probably one of my more favorite suits ever, and it's.
And the guy, and it's a douchebag. It's like Kaiza. I love the suit, and the guy, and it's a complete asshat.
They were like different kinds, though. Kaiza was like a completely like manipulative douche, and this guy is a guy that debuts on stage and then beats up the third guy, like all the time.
Like someone clicked like Go's angst switch. It's like you're gonna come in and be like the most goofiest thing ever, but in a couple episodes you're gonna start being an asshole. And then you're just going to do it full-on angst.
Oh, he needs to go away. Classic puns. And then we also have Drive battling bureaucracy in that Brain came in as a consultant or whatever for Inside Man Guy. And then Drive proceeds to try to beat him up, and it makes him look like he's just beating up a guy.
Makes him look like a rapist.
Yeah, he's like, oh my god, he's trying to rape me in this really weird Flygon suit. What the hell? I'm not into Pokemon porn, I told you. He just kept humping at me and saying, Flygon, gon, 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 gon.
Guys, he's trying to touch my ding-a-ling.
Drive, touch my no-no. And so that was dumb. And so now Drive is, like, suspended, so he can't transform into Drive since he's part of the police department now. And then, oh, this is dumb. I thought that Drive was going to be, like...
That one guy is dumb.
Yeah, and he kept, like, rubbing up against him like a cat. Like, what the hell?
That's so disturbing.
That's
what
Kevin's
doing
to Brian
about that earlier. Like, it was... That was probably one of the most disturbing things I've seen in Ryder lately. Like, he just, like, went full on, like rubbing and nuzzling with the stupid fan. He's like... I don't know why he sounds like that, but...
He sounds like Rumpelstiltskin.
Like, imagine... Ah, dearie!
I got my own fan out to mimic him. Ryan was disturbed.
Kevin rubbed up against me and everything was weird.
Like, hello, daddy.
That was better than mine. Way better. I wanted to like know what the actors thought of the script. Like, rubs up against whatever Hiromo's actor's name is. His name's not even Hiromo. Tamari. Hiromo's not even here. How am I supposed to get to him? And then, like, how they must have felt during that scene. But anyway, like, so... Drive is suspended, and I thought immediately I was going to be like, oh, man, Tamari's going to be like, oh, it's my duty as a cop to follow the rules and not go out. But he did the smart thing and said, fuck that. Protecting people is more important. I'm like, yes, you did a smart thing. And then the captain guy is like, no. I'm like, no. Just, I hate that logic is really dumb. The idea that holding up to his suddenly important dad's standards of being a cop is more important than stopping people from being murdered is stupid. Being a superhero is more important than being a cop. I'm sorry, but it is. Like, he can do stuff they can't. And the idea of him willing to risk people's lives just to follow the rules of a corrupt police department is stupid.
I like how one guy can, like, put him on suspension.
It's really dumb. And that, just the whole thing, like, why wouldn't they believe him when he would tell them the brains of Roy Mude?
That guy is,
well,
like,
probably because the head of the entire police department is a Roy Mude. Well, so it doesn't really matter.
The other people, though.
That guy rubbed himself up against Tamari like Brian rubbed that knife on his face.
Like, hold on, I want to come back to the rubbing.
I had to think which way I wanted to compare those. It took me that long to think of the joke, okay? I had to work it out in my head mentally, and it took a lot of effort, okay? Don't judge me.
Okay.
There.
I'll murder your whole family, Dawson.
No, it would not be ideal.
No one would notice. It's Aurora. People die all the time.
True. Hashtag Hellmouth. Anyway. Yeah, stuff. Drive suspended. Training. Annoying. Hashtag bad navigator. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. And also there's more numerous mentions of how important Drive's dad is suddenly. Like, he suddenly...
I know, it's so...
really important.
It's so weird. Like, We kept talking about how it was like a flip for the show. It's like all of a sudden, like, oh, we're done with the first part. Let's start the second part. All of a sudden, his dad is important. And it's just like, it just keeps getting mentioned.
It's, like, insane. Like, even before... if they wanted to keep it more natural, before they found out it was Drive, it wouldn't have been unnatural to mention his dad, but now it's like every 3 seconds it's like, oh man, your dad was really good at getting stuff out of vending machines, just like you. He was a hero cop. I was like, why are you mentioning that right now?
Your dad was real good at getting laid.
Just like you, Tamar. No, never mind, Tamar. You're not very good at it. No, but it's just kind of annoying and forced, because I do like some of the changes they're doing, like with the Roy Mude's experimenting with hybrids and things seeming like they're maybe having a little more plot than just the case of the week. But so many of the things about what are happening are forced. Like, and I don't like in general when they want to make everyone's parents important, but the fact that they're all of a sudden doing it is annoying. And tying, like I said, mentioned last week, tying it back to the Roy Mudes unnecessarily. Like, felt like never even hinted at that I remember before that his dad was somehow involved with Roy Mudes until now, like all of a sudden. It's really dumb.
He had to wait till Chase was on their side.
They just had to wait for Chase. Like, Chase was like just chasing his tail. He's like, as soon as he's done, that's why they call him Chase. They just had to wait for him to be done.
As soon as this guy's done, we'll get to the real plot of the story.
Oh, it's such a mess.
Like, and then, you know, it kind of bothers me. Like, it made me think about it because TV Nihon put up a thing on their page. Like, it kind of bothers me how, like, in a lot of these writer shows, the main character of half the story isn't even the writer. It's like a secondary type writer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that happens a lot.
Like, the main character of this show, like, it's Kamen Rider Drive. Only because he's the guy that kills everything. The main character of this show is Chase.
Pretty much.
Like, the main character of Denno is Zeronos. Like, it's...
half of the main character of Kiva was Ixa, because, like, half the storylines were in 1986 before he was born.
Half the story was Ixa. And then on top of that, you just had all the current-day drama with Ixa. And it's not just that. Half of Forze was Meteor. You know, like, all these other second...
and stuff.
Yeah.
People are still trapped in the satellite. Hashtag no Zodiac left behind.
At least you can kind of argue Drive now, because Chase's story is done, and now they can focus on, apparently,
Drive's
dad instead of him and his dad. But yeah, I mean, our first 25 episodes was pretty much just, hey, look, Drive's killing things, and here's Chase. He'll be good eventually. We'll get there, I promise.
Like, this is a time where it seems like there was some sort of direction shift, like, on purpose. Like, not even just that we had a plan to start doing this section of the story.
Not like GoBusters, like...
Well, but like with GoBusters, people mentioned it, and there were some things, but it wasn't like where if I were to watch that series all the way through without any noise from the Toku fandom, I would not notice anything.
Like with GoBusters, it looked like it built towards it. So yeah. Whatever little changes they made, you didn't really notice because the way that it was plot structured and the story was written, you're like, well, it just kind of felt like it flowed into it. Here, it doesn't feel like it floated into anything because there was no flow. There was nothing happening except Drive and Chase, like running around behind each other for 20 episodes. And then also, okay, Chase is good now, permanent. And now we need a story. So like, we're just making a dramatic shift.
I think the biggest problem is that the stop was so abrupt. It's like all of a sudden Chase becomes good. It's like, bam. Right there, okay, we're done with him. We're moving on to dad problems.
Like, okay, Chase becomes good. Well, and all the police and all of the society knows who Drive is, and we're going to dad problems. Like, everything, just the whole show wasn't even like what, like the part of the story, like, oh, we're switching from doing the monsters this way to monsters this way, and now there's a Messiah card. It's like we completely changed everything all at once. Mm-hmm. And it just it makes no sense. It just seems silly.
Like I mentioned a while back when we were still in the circling of Chase, how they should have done him as the second writer instead of Go and make Go third, because it seemed like they were waiting it out. Like they wanted to finish the story, but they had to wait for the toys to catch up. And they could have done it so that Chase became Kamen Rider Chase. And then Go comes in, he's like, yay, the secondary writer is here. What the hell? There's already a guy here? And he could still be just as annoying and unnecessarily mad at Chase, but his story was wrapped up, and it would have done so in a manner that didn't seem so repetitive.
And just as much of a fuck.
Yeah, but like they still could have done all that annoying stuff, but at least it would have seemed a little more structured and flow together better. Feeling the flow.
We don't know Dawson likes his Aunt Flo. For his period,
but no, I could agree with that.
Dawson's Aunt Flo comes once a month.
She's a very bloody visitor.
Oh God,
I'm sorry.
You had a good point
about the bloody visitor, or about Chase?
About Chase.
Oh yeah, but
we're well past that now.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about...
We got sidetracked by Dawson's period.
Yep.
So what else is new?
That darn period.
Them periods.
He's getting in the way of sentences.
It works on two levels. Oh, that's good. But yeah, Drive. At least we're having more stuff to talk about now with Drive, because we're just so frustrated with how they're doing things.
Yeah.
I'm really curious to see where it ends up. How cliche. Does Chase turn evil again? I don't know. Probably at one point.
Is Dawson like murdered by a rapist? I don't know. Maybe Dawson is the rapist.
I murder myself?
That sounds about right.
Pretty much. I imagine I'll just accidentally murder myself someday. It's bound to happen.
Accidental suicide.
Unlike Black Condors, which is on purpose. Yeah, fuck it. I'll just sit here and bleed out. At least I won't have to pay a deposit on this suit. YOLO. YOLO couldn't be any more true at this moment. Can't even tweet this because phones don't exist yet. I mean, cell phones.
Bleeds right out on bench. Best Sentai character ever.
So heroic the way he committed suicide.
I also, speaking of Black Condor, I really like how like this entire fandom is all like, yay, feminism, yay, women sentais and stuff, and like one of the most popular sentai characters of all time is like the biggest fucking womanizer ever.
That pretty much describes the Toku fandom's way of thinking in a nutshell. That's exactly how they do it.
Well, like, the thing is, though, is that he's from Jetman, which is the best show ever.
Right.
And it's from the 90s, which is the best era and time ever. So therefore, everything that happens gets a pass. But if he were in a today Sentai, he would just be the most hated, despicable human being ever because sexism.
Probably. I fully buy that. I think if Yugi Guy was a character in a recent Sentai, he would get shit on.
And actually literally shit on. Like, someone would just go up to him, drop their pants,
squat
over his face, and what?
No, I was Better Call Saul reference. Here's Johnny. Put it in me, Chandler. There's three.
Right over his face and just take a huge dump. Like, this is for the women. They gotta stand up for their rights.
This is for the women. That's an
this
image.
Is how you treat the women, Yugi Guy.
I keep hearing it as Yugi Guy, and then I keep thinking of Pegasus, Yugi Boy, but Yugi Guy.
It's the more grown-up version.
I summon Toon.
It's only more
whatever.
Grown because he stood next to beer and he was smoking.
Jetman is so hardcore because they stood next to beer. You don't even know about their beer struggles. They got drunk adjacent. It was pretty hardcore. And remember, there was a whole episode about Wright eating tomatoes to save his friends. That happened. And they played the action music while he ate the tomatoes. Eats tomato.
This was a tangent about why Jetman's stupid.
Pretty much. Jetman's a story about heroes in underoos that commit suicide.
Are they frozen underoos?
Not frozen. Frozen underoos. Wait, that's probably a thing. Let it go. Anyway.
Let it go. No. Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore.
Where are you in Once Upon a Time? This is completely off track.
We're at like the end of season two. Like, I think we have like 2 episodes left.
Okay. So you're still a little
late. Like, we had stopped to finish and caught up on The Walking Dead. So we finished season 5 of The Walking Dead. So we're all ready for the new season to start. And then we watched a few more episodes of Supernatural. And are, like, a lot more caught up on that. Like, we just saw, I think it was the episode after Charlie came back. So we're getting close there. And then, so we just decided to just start back on Once Upon a Time. Like, now we're about to go to the honeymoon and go to Disney World. So I don't know. Like, I'll have my computer and I'll have probably – I might have the iPad. So we may or may not watch Once Upon a Time while we're there. I don't know. Like, we have Netflix. We might just, like, at night just go watch it on Netflix through the computer or something. But, like, I don't know what we're going to do. But
I was just curious because the Frozen stuff made me think of that. There's a Frozen storyline or
era. Yeah, there is. But yeah, we're in just about done season 2. I'm really excited because then we can fucking get on to season 3, which is usually what you do when you finish 2.
Yeah, usually.
I mean,
you're on to Peter Pan.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll pay for this, Peter Pan.
He is evil.
Yes.
So, speaking of evil Peter Pan, I think that's it for superhero time.
I dare say.
Dawson is masturbating. On my face.
So, now it's time for
Ramble time.
There's no Arrow and there's no Flash. Because Kevin's timeline is a timeline where you're just always behind on TV, so Brian got infected. So next week, we're just going to have, like, a huge blowout with, like, Diggles and Olivers and Felicities and Berries and
Golden Pussies.
Thongs everywhere and maybe some Avengers.
And you know what was funny? We were watching the other day, we were watching fucking Arrow. And Oliver fucked Felicity. And the first thing I said was, oh shit, he's getting his own spinoff.
I said that too.
From his own show.
And she's like, this is his show. I'm like, I don't know how it would work, but he fucked the Golden Pussy. He gets a spinoff.
It all works out because now his name is Al Saeem. So he just has a spinoff show where he kills people now.
Like, she's like, you're an idiot. I'm like, you don't understand the podcast. I think I used the phrase I can fig it several times. And she's like, that's stupid. I'm like, it's hilarious.
Delirious. Ask George. It's like his version of Ask Ron.
Like, I use podcast jokes on a daily basis around here, and I keep getting told they're stupid. And I'm like, no, they're not. You're stupid.
Well, at least you have Brian there for a couple of days to giggle.
Like Brian will get it. I'm going to tell her tomorrow. In fact, when I'm see her, I'm like, we'll go up to Brian. He's like, Brian, I can fig it. And he's going to laugh.
Brian will just start wheezing and, like, rolling around. You're going to have to, like, give him CPR. But
and, like, she's going to be like, it's not funny. And I have to explain to her why I can fig it is hilarious. But
someone's
it is.
Crying.
It's me. I'm sorry. I was just thinking about how we're
Haley probably just has to go to the bathroom. She wakes up in the middle of the night.
Someone's crying. Put it away.
And instead of just going to the bathroom, she just sits and cries. And like, Kaylee, what's wrong?
I have to go potty. To be fair, I do that. Like, if I'm really tired in the middle of the night and I have to go to the bathroom and I don't want to get up, I just start sobbing. I'm like, I don't want to get up. This bed's so
comfy, baby.
Oh, God, that's real. It's a real thing.
What, do you think I was lying?
No, I mean, he brought it with us. He brought it into the house.
I don't think he brought anything. I think it came to him.
Okay, we're good now. But so,
in
place, we're not going to talk about now.
Go ahead, go potty.
Not here in the bathroom.
I thought I hit the mute button.
No.
Nope.
It's okay. I forgot to hit it and then went potty, so. That's not nearly as awkward as when I did it. I actually went for it. Full blast, literally. Anyway, speaking of full blast, Pokemon.
So this week, what? Serena became a lesbian.
That happened.
Because like, this was Brian her non-contest.
Brian got to experience watching Pokemon with me and Kaylee.
It made it a lot more entertaining. Like, Kevin's snide remarks toward all the characters in the show made Pokemon well worth watching. Like, Clement said, like, one line the entire episode, and his response was just, I fucking hate you.
We should just do a live watch every week and just watch it at the same time.
Which is fair, because I do hate Clement. He is fucking useless.
He's just like the green-haired guy from last time. But instead of saying, I'm a connoisseur, he just says, thanks to science. Fuck science.
It was when the French dude was like, get your glow sticks out. And Ash was like, you mean this thing? Fucking pulls out the glow stick. I'm like, no, Ash, that's your dildo. Stop.
Dildo that Kat sent you. Kat's sister. Like,
Clement's sitting there, and he just fucking pisses me off, man. The whole thing. And then Ash, how do you know what a glow stick is, you dipshit? Like the whole thing was just incredibly stupid. And then Fennekin fell over, and I'm like, you're a fucking waste of space. And the thing, that's actually what happened.
Blame Serena for improper ribbon skills. She should have trimmed that ribbon, and you know that.
It's Fennekin's fault.
Clearly. Fucking waste of space. It's funny because I'm hearing that as I'm picturing Fennekin falling in slow motion, and it's hilarious.
The whole idea.
So I don't understand how this
stupid
structure works. Like, so if she loses this one, is she missed out on her chance of the not grand festival?
No,
I have no idea.
It's probably like there were like 100 contests before the grand festival, and all Dawn.
Oh yeah, because Dawn was like, "Oh, I'm gonna quit for a while and smoke, and then I'll go back to it after I like lose a Ambipom or something. I don't know, tennis."
I love how she like loses one her little. I don't know what to call these things. New contest. And then she's like, I'm crying. I'm giving up on life. I hate things. And then she remembered, oh, yeah, Ash didn't want to be on that date with me that I thought it was a date, but it wasn't a date. So now I'm all into scissoring, and she cut her hair off.
She didn't even get to do it with Laurel.
Yeah. Like.
Well, what I find is funny is that, like, that scouting lady or whatever, like, she wasn't impressed by anybody at the tournament except for she was impressed by the loser crying on a dock. Like, look at that girl crying her heart out on the dock. Oh yeah, she's the one that embarrassed herself for that fucking waste of space. She's an inspiration.
And then meanwhile, Ash and Clement are like, alright, well, let's go back to Lumio City for the 8th time. So we can have our gym battle.
Why don't we just have it here? You're the gym leader. Lighting, aperture, shutter focus, camera
balance. I don't have pretty badges. I can make badges thanks to science.
Oh, God. You can tell me and Dawson were the same person.
Pretty much.
We both had the same disgust at it.
I just really hate that we have to go back to Lumio City again.
I don't know why the fuck
London
started barking.
It took them so long to not be there, and now they're there again.
It's a big city. You can get lost there easily.
We already
I did.
Had a Lumio's gym episode. Now we're going to have another one.
Right? But at least next episode, Gumi evolves.
True.
Closer to leaving us.
Yeah. So, now, how I want to talk about this because I didn't get to talk about it last week, and I don't know if y'all did because I didn't get that far on the podcast yet.
No.
How
don't spoil it for him.
How upsetting is it that they did not give us a Mega Flygon because they couldn't think of a design?
I forgot to even talk about that. Like, that's upsetting.
What?
Like, it's, there, in an interview, they said that the reason that there was no Mega Flygon was because,
like, somebody asked them, like, why doesn't Flygon have a Mega Evolution?
Someone like, shingle act.
I got it.
Well, like, because they said something about, like, all, like, the main characters in the game have a Mega Evolution. And this one main, I guess, main character, or like a, or at least major character, or side character, has a Flygon as his like partner, and there's no Mega Flygon. Why is that? Oh, we couldn't come up with a design we liked.
Yeah, that's
that was
shitty.
That was the reason.
That would have been would have been such a cool one to have a Mega Evolution too.
Like, I know. So I was waiting.
You make Mega Aerodactyl, which is just Aerodactyl with rock pimples, and you make Mega Ampharos, which is his Ampharos with Fabio hair.
And he becomes a dragon.
Yes, and he becomes a dragon. For whatever fucking reason.
Hey, Mega Sceptile, Sceptile with a projectile tail that makes him a dragon. And Mega Absol, who gains, like, wings and emo hair.
Like, some of the Mega Evolution changes are so insignificant, you're like, oh, we couldn't think of a cool design for him, so.
Maybe Type Formula is Mega Flygon.
Worst Ooh. Part is that I've seen a lot of fan-made Mega Flygons. They're actually really cool. So I'm like, so you're telling like, me you couldn't think of one.
We saw
all these other people did.
Well, you know, I was at work at the Bromart Saturday with someone I actually worked with in a while, but he's like a real big Pokemon player. And I told him that. He's like, hey, nah, he's black. He's like, man, I'm going to draw my own Mega Flag. I'm going to send it to them. Say, use this right here.
You know what's funny is before this. Kevin told us he was black, as soon as he did that, I knew it. Like, I knew it before he even said it.
That is how racist Dawson is.
Yes, I recognize lip snagging.
Now Dawson's saying, look, Dawson's making fun of black people for having big lips. You see that?
Well, it's not racist if it's true. That's just the bad thing to say. Why do you let me talk? Why did you let me out of the cage?
It's not like I can do anything about it.
True.
Yeah, you're not in his town. You're not in his house. Dawson doesn't allow strangers in his house.
I can't go into your bedroom and punch you in the face like I can.
I don't allow strangers or anybody in my house. It's really awkward when people try to get home. Like, I don't allow anybody in. No visitors.
Dawson no mom
no one gets
slams
inside.
Door.
Dawson
you're a visitor
there.
Now.
No one gets inside. So stay skull.
No one gets inside is like the tagline for my entire life. It's perfect.
Except for your butthole.
Wait.
Wait.
I almost responded with, it already is inside of me, idiot. Seems right that a Pokemon discussion turned into discussion about buttholes. The drive discussion turned into discussion about Indians and casinos. So
accurately describes our podcast.
The better question is, who doesn't love buttholes?
This is a pretty great penultimate episode. Lead up to the cliffhanger. Does Kevin make it back from the honeymoon? I don't know. We'll find out next season.
What will Kevin be like recording as a married person? We'll find out next season.
First episode of season 6, he doesn't show up.
So the same.
Brian fucking brings his camera all the way out here, records nothing.
Cordy puts his foot down and makes him quit after this.
You say Cordy,
the silence means it's
foot
true.
Down? Why is my foot going down?
No, you're not Cordy. Are you? Has this been a ruse the whole time? Brian, is Kevin Cordy? Like, does he put on a wig and pretend to be her?
That is accurately what happens.
I knew it.
Actually marrying myself.
Because they are the same person.
They kind of are. It's kind of... Anyway, so Pokemon, now you guys want to talk about your turtles?
Turtles.
Yeah, so I love everything about Rocksteady and Bebop.
You love this episode so much you fell asleep.
Behind the
you
scenes.
You can't even lie, I watched you.
I was tired, but I saw a majority of it. I really enjoyed Bibbidi-Bobbidi-Boo, and... Like, I love Russian Rocksteady. Like, how great is Russian Rocksteady?
I really do. They're great. Like, both of them are great.
Like, I'm going to say it. People are going to get mad. I like them more than original Bebop and Rocksteady.
I agree.
Like, I don't care who can get mad at me. Keith Justice can be like, 87 Turtles forever. Fucking everything else sucks because I'm a dumb bitch. Like, and...
Like, the original Bebop and Rocksteady, like, weren't that great of characters. I don't really know why everyone, like, sucks their dick, but...
Like,
I mean, they weren't bad, but...
I just can't wait for Tyler Perry, Baxter Stockman.
The next live-action Ninja Turtles movie is just going to be the best thing. You have Stephen Amell as Gacy and Tyler Perry as Stockman, and then some Asian guy as Shredder.
And they got Bebop and Rocksteady, like, confirmed, like... I don't know what to do with my life. Like, I'm just so excited. Oh, I cannot wait.
Like, it can be crap, and it's just worth it to go see Stephen Amell as Casey.
Right?
There has to be a You Have Failed the City reference somewhere.
He really should watch out being around Megan Fox, though, because I don't want to see Stephen Amell catch anything.
You can't bring that back to Felicity's Golden Pussy. You can't paint that shit. That exactly. Shit's golden for a reason.
Because you know Megan Fox has to have, like, at least, like, two or three diseases.
You have to keep Felicity's pussy in mint condition.
That's right. It's in mint condition.
Shaw already almost ruined it with his Shawness.
With his tiny penis.
Luckily, it was too tiny to make a dent.
I made a dent.
A Harvey dent.
Classic.
I made that pussy two-faced.
What a joker.
It
smelled like fish.
Fish. Mooney.
Or like penguin.
I'm so glad that bitch isn't in season two. Anyway. I'm partly surprised there's a season two, but that's neither here nor there.
But I actually really liked Muckman, too. I did. I don't know why. I just thought he was fantastic.
Was he like a good-ish guy in the original cartoon?
He was, like... I remember him in one episode in the original cartoon. He was a... Just like here, he was a mutant.
You don't say.
No, like, he's a mutant garbage man. And actually... See, I think the way I understand it is Joe Eyeball in this in thing is his other eyeball, like, come to life, which is weird and creepy. In the original show, Joe Eyeball was a second person.
Yeah, it was some little, like, imp-looking thing.
Like, because they were both the garbage men on the same truck, and they got covered in mutagen, and one became Upman, and one became Joe Eyeball. But I think it was kind of like this, where they... Like a similar type story where they tried to, like the bad guys came in and were like, "Hey, you should help us beat up these turtles," and they didn't know any better and what they were doing. I mean, Kiefer's probably gonna lure me on this because I don't remember the episode at all, to be perfectly honest. And they got tricked into it and they realized, "Wait a minute, the turtles aren't the bad guys. Shredder and Rocksteady and Bebop and you know those guys are bad and." And they went on about their business after the episode was over. But, I don't know. I really liked them. I like how Raph is just a total douchebag. Like, see, he's guilty. He's running away. There's like a horde of people chasing him. That's kind of the appropriate response. So, he's still guilty. Okay, Raph.
You dumbass. I can't stop coughing.
That's a fact right there. You can't stop.
All right.
Nobody can over there.
We can't stop rubbing ourselves on Dawson.
That's just true. I mean, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
Now, are we getting another new episode next week, or was it another
week? Kiefer said that we're getting it for, I think, 4 weeks straight, at least.
Okay. Because I know this is, like, the weirdest airing schedule of any show ever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they could be coming back for 1 week. You never really know. You could just really want us to get Buckman and Joe Eyeball. But I know, like, there's something with, like, Raph and Mind Control coming up next.
Yeah.
Because they had to do Baxter Stockman's grocery shopping. And the Mutanimals are involved, which is awesome.
Oh, it's happening.
I told you. Fucking dying, man. Dying live on the podcast. It's the podcast's first live death.
I like how it's first. Like, there will be more.
Well, Brian one day is just going to go into a diabetic coma, so.
I guess that theoretically almost already almost happened, but.
All the popcorn, just.
Yep, that's what caused it. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, it looks like if this week was the Noxious Avenger. I love, that's what Mikey was going to call him, because of the Toxic Avenger. And then next week is Clash of the Mutanimals. It was like, actually says here that Shredder kidnaps and experiments on the Mutanimals. That's upsetting. The following week is Meet Mondo Gecko, which that just has me all types of excited. And then the following week is the Deadly Venom, whatever that's about. Unless that's, I don't know, maybe that's when the Mind Control comes in. I don't know, but.
No, I think it's the next episode.
Is it next episode? Okay.
That's what Kiefer said, I think.
Well, if Kiefer said it, it must be true.
Correct. Hmm.
So, all hail the queefs. who doesn't love queefs? But yeah, so that's the
Nathan's favorite.
Sorry. Oh God. Oh God. So yeah, I'm excited. More turtles for the next couple of weeks until we go on another like 2 month break.
Yeah, probably something like that.
And just sit around waiting. When's it going to come back? When's it going to come back? I don't know. Your mother. Shrug. Oh, okay.
God damn it.
Your mother.
So, like we said, there's no Flash and Arrow because I'm stuck in Kevin's darkest timeline.
I'm sorry. Your mom is in my darkest timeline.
And they're really good episodes, too. So everyone just know what you're missing out on. Some good discussion.
Your mom is trapped in my vagina.
That's disturbing.
We'll have good discussion next week, don't worry.
Sure.
We might even be able to talk about Avengers.
Yes, maybe. But they don't even have a Diggle, so they don't even count for life.
I can talk about Frozen on Ice, so that's a little bit.
You won't be here.
When I come back, I'll talk about Frozen on Ice.
It'll be in his one-ups. Well, then they skated on the ice. What?
Kaylee was dressed as Elsa.
Along with every other child there.
Yeah. Well.
Well, we're talking.
Don't lose her. You'll just get confused about which.
It's gonna be like a Parent Trap situation. And while we're talking about Al-Saheem, he'll be talking about El-Saheem. Get it? El-Saheem. Classic.
You're an idiot.
I know.
There's no Facebook this week either. So I think we're done here.
That should just end right there.
I think we're done here. Oh, okay.
Oh, I almost want to do that, but now it's time for
file thingies. I have a thingy and it's not final.
How monumental is it that Brian was in the same house when Final Thingies was said?
Final thingies, MP3.
N3P. Fifth N3P joke.
Now we're done here.